Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We got an email from one of our listeners named Michelle. She says her date was going pretty normal until it ended extremely weird. And now she doesn't know what to think. She didn't get into specifically what was weird about the ending, but I'm assuming probably towards the end of the night, the conversation went to the Mount Oumuamua.
What? What'd you just say?
That's a big flightless bird that once roamed New Zealand.
Yeah.
At least that's where my mind goes when I'm on a weird date, the Mount Oumuamua. Is that what happened, Michelle? Talking about birds?
No, not birds exactly, but...
Jeffrey is, like, so obsessed with birds. He's into birding, like, everything.
Not
about...
just any bird. It's
I'm
the Mount Oumuamua.
Okay. It's just all awkward.
You got to give it its due credit.
It. Okay. Sorry, Michelle, but we all learned something just now, so that's good.
Was your date weirder an ending than that was?
It was definitely strange, and I'm not really sure what happened.
Well, before we get to what was weird, what's the guy's name?
His name is Dylan.
Okay. Dylan. And where'd you meet Dylan?
I met him on a dating app.
What stood out about him?
Like, he seemed really fit.
Fit?
Yeah, like, seemed like he was, like, an active guy and,
six
like,
pack.
You know, in, like, good shape. Not, like, beefy or anything, but...
Tone.
You say that, and Jose's just really jealous all of a sudden because he doesn't have that. I'm sorry.
Right
it has
away.
Nothing to do with your date.
Yeah, Jose's rubbing his belly.
So...
It's just not fair.
I mean, it's kind of important because you're attracted off people's looks right away, you know?
Uh-huh.
The only thing that I also noticed that I was attracted to, other than his abs, which were looking good,
oh, God.
He was texting like really funny, and he said, oh, you know, this is where I'm going to drop a corny line. And then he sent me a bunch of corn emojis.
Oh,
look at that.
I got to steal that.
So what did you guys end up doing on your date?
We just met at, like, a local casual bar,
nice.
Just to, like, talk over a beer.
That had protein powder in it, so you guys were both ripped the whole time?
No, not that crazy.
Okay.
So how'd it go?
Oh, it was just kind of a normal date, you know? We were just hanging out, talking about normal stuff.
Okay. And, I mean, during it, because you can always tell whether or not you even want to go out with this person again. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like a really nice guy. It seemed like we had some stuff in common. I like rock climbing, like going to the bouldering gym, and he had also done some of that, so we were bonding over that, and that was really cool. So, I was interested in him, for sure.
So when did the date get weird?
So we were just sitting there talking and hanging out, and then all of a sudden he looked at his watch, and he made this weird face, and then... said that he had to go, that he forgot he had something important to do, and he said he's so sorry, and then just, like, got up and left.
Whoa. Did he have a smartwatch where he was reading text messages on his watch?
Oh. No, that would make sense. He just had, like, a regular old watch.
It's like, oh, this is the time I turn into a pumpkin. I must rush.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are you a werewolf, or what's happening here?
And that's weird that he would schedule something in the middle of a date, too.
Yeah, I didn't even know if he had something actually scheduled.
Yeah.
He didn't really explain or say anything. I mean, we hadn't even hung out an hour, you know, so none of this made sense.
So do you feel like it was something about you that all of a sudden he was repulsed by and he had to run from the bar?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's immediately where Brooke's mind goes, that there's clearly something wrong with you, Michelle.
No, we were vibing, so I don't think so.
Weird.
The only thing that came to my mind was that he had another date.
Oh, that he, like, double-booked himself?
Yeah, maybe.
You get that with a hot dude with chiseled abs. And
yeah.
Abs. That's what happens.
Yeah, not bitter over here at all. Don't worry. Go with the chubby guy. He would never ditch you at
exactly.
night.
Exactly, and he wants to eat.
Yeah.
So he's going to stay at the bar.
All right.
Hilarious.
Sorry.
So, Michelle, have you reached out to him after your date?
Yeah, I had texted him a couple times just saying, like, hey, is everything good? And he wrote me back and said, like, everything's all good. But, you know, I asked if he wanted to try and meet up again and have, like, a more proper date. And
yeah.
He never wrote me back.
He never wrote you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously not into you, but who knows
Brooke,
why.
What are you talking about?
Why are you being honest?
So rude? He's obviously not into you, but you know what? I guess we'll try and get a date for your sad, lonely person.
What sign points to he likes you? I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but that's just the reality of dating.
Wow. Okay. Michelle,
chemistry.
I think you're wonderful,
yes.
by
I'm
the
not
way.
Saying
you're
Jim.
Wonderful,
yes.
And you're amazing at dating.
Thank
and
you.
What we're going to do right here is we're going to call
Oh
Dylan.
My God.
And we're going to find out all the amazing reasons that he should go out with you again.
Thank you,
okay.
Jeff.
We're also going to discover why he doesn't like you.
Brooke, so, just... come on.
You're good with that, right?
We're going to change our attitude, play a song, and come back and get your second date update, all right?
Totally. Thank you.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're talking to Michelle right now. She went out with a guy named Dylan. Dylan's handsome, he's fit, he's funny, he's charming.
Oh, Dylan.
Oh, wait. Is this me?
No,
oh, sorry. I'm looking at my bio on the radio website.
Uh-huh.
That's my bad. No.
That is so cute.
No, Dylan's weird. Dylan's a weirdo. Other than being super toned and having nice abs, we have absolutely nothing in common.
Uh-huh.
Same.
But apparently, him and Michelle went out to a bar. They had a few drinks together. And at one point, Dylan checked his watch and looked surprised and suddenly told her that he had to go. No explanation beyond that. And so she's been having a hard time reaching him ever since then. Michelle, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Yeah, you better be, because I'm going to tell you he's going to drop the hammer.
What
I don't know.
Do
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't know. But I know that you've been racking your brain because there's not a woman alive that doesn't overanalyze every second of a date.
Oh, totally.
Can you think of anything you said that would make him feel like he had to run?
In a bad
way. What? I'm just saying. Like, did she bring up marriage? She dropped the L-bomb? Where are you at?
No, we didn't talk about any kind of, like, past relationships. We only talked about positive things. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, maybe he had, like, a medication he forgot to take. I really have no idea.
All right.
I like that. Let's blame him.
For once, yes, Brooke.
Yeah.
Let's try that.
All right.
Well, we're going to call Dylan now, and we're going to figure out once and for all what his deal is, okay?
Yeah, great.
Okay, I'm going to dial his phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Dylan, please?
This is he.
My name is Young Jeffrey. I work on the radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Howard. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking me that.
Oh, that is nice, Dylan.
No one ever asks.
Oh, come on. Jeff.
They don't.
There's like a bunch of people on the phone there with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my radio cohorts. Is that the right way to say it? Co-hosts?
Yeah. Whatever.
We're a radio show, Dylan, so there's a couple of us in the room.
Yeah.
And there's like... people listening besides me and...
Okay, I don't think I have time to explain to you how listening and how radio works. The reason that we're calling you is because we're doing something called a second date update.
Okay.
Can we talk to you about your dating life right now? Okay, I'm taking that
maybe.
As a yes.
Not all of it, just one date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Specifically with a girl you went out with recently named Michelle.
Oh... yeah, Michelle. I remember Michelle.
Okay. Good. Then why aren't you calling her back, Dylan?
Oh, I mean, I intend to. I really think she's pretty cool, actually. I've kind of got a plan in the works.
A plan?
Okay.
So, yeah, I just have to wait till later tonight.
You know...
Tonight?
Late, okay.
What's going on?
Are you in a relationship and you're planning to break up with your girlfriend tonight and then you're going to call Michelle back for the second date?
What?
Guess that's a no.
Yeah.
You spoke a little bit too quickly there, Brooke. So why can't you just call her now? Why do you have to wait?
No, it's just important. I have to wait till 6 o'clock.
Why are you all about time, man? That is so weird. She told us on the date that you, like, looked at your clock and you're like, I gotta go, and you ran out of the date.
Oh, she told you that?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously left a pretty big impression when you think things are going well and then suddenly your date ditches you.
I mean, I was having a really great time.
So why would you run away?
Why do you talk so slow, Dylan?
No, it's not. I didn't run away. It's just that I had to end the date there at that time.
Why?
Okay. Because we had reached 56 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
What does that
Why?
Mean?
Why? 56 minutes is such a random number.
Yeah.
No. It's actually very specific. So... there's this really cutting-edge article in this men's health magazine.
Oh, no.
And it says that the optimum time for, like, the peak enjoyment of a first date is 57 minutes.
Huh.
So if I set my watch and at 56 minutes, I know I need to wrap it up. And then you know, that'll increase the chances for a second date and a third date.
You leave before the date peaks?
Hold on.
No, the article says your optimal time for a first date is 57 minutes.
So you left a minute early.
No. I set it for 1 minute shy so I could wrap things up, you know, and then leave right at the peak.
Why didn't you set it for like 50 minutes so that you could have had like 7 minutes to casually wrap things up rather than sprinting out?
What are you guys even saying? Why don't you just go with the flow on a date and just feel the mood of everything and then realize, okay, now it's time for this to be over, like a normal human being?
No. I mean, studies have proven your chances of the date going poorly increase by sevenfold after 15 minutes from the 57-minute mark. So if I tried to, like, extend it a little bit or anything, I would have probably lost track of time. And then it's like, you know, that XY axis just starts plummeting.
Okay. I feel like I've been listening to this for 57 minutes.
Listen, Dylan, I understand that there's studies. Is there any studies on how your chances decrease with a woman if you just ditch her suddenly?
I mean, I didn't ditch her suddenly. Like, I said I had a really wonderful time, but I have to go for something.
Right, and then you haven't been calling her back or scheduling a second date.
No, guys. No, like, I have to wait until 6 p.m. tonight because linked to that 57-minute first date experience is a locked-in 75-hour waiting period, and that is the optimum time to call and then ask for a second date.
God.
Dude, why don't you just talk to her right now?
Oh, seriously, this is exhausting.
Well, no, I mean, that's not like part of the plan.
Well, I'm throwing a wrench into your plan because Michelle is actually on the phone listening and she wants to talk to you.
Yeah, what? Hi, Dylan.
What?
How weird.
I didn't know you were on the phone. This is not good for the plan.
Dylan, forget the plan. Just talk to her.
I'm not into playing games, and this whole thing that you just came up with, this whole plan, is just so strange.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't come up with it. Like, a lot of top-notch people researched it and wrote it up in the Men's Health magazine. So, I mean,
cool, but you couldn't, like, you couldn't explain something at the end of the date. You just kind of wanted to, like, use me as bait?
No. It's just, I really liked you, and, you know, I've had some dates where we just tried to see how the date would go, and they didn't end well, so I read this article.
This just feels very manipulative to me.
Whoa. No.
He walked away from you, Michelle, because he likes you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
For sure, Michelle.
I'm understanding what he's saying, and I get that the intention was good and positive, but this feels, it just feels very juvenile to me.
I think it feels juvenile because you're talking with me like 6.5 hours before like the optimum time, and I was going to call you, and so it's like, I think it's having like adverse effects.
It's science.
Like on the whole plan.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, we threw off the time continuum with this call.
Yeah.
I mean, it was working. She wants to see him. She called us to call him.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is true. But now that I know that it was all a big calculated plan, I don't know, man. That feels just weird. It feels like you're going to be playing games the entire time. Our entire relationship, if we were to see each other again, is going
to
be... Okay, well, I don't want you to pitch a vacation, but we have to wait 45 days, and then we can't kiss until 2:34 on the 4.5 date. Like, what?
I think what she's saying, Dylan, is that it's really sweet that you really wanted things to go well, but maybe just be more relaxed.
Oh, so you mean, like, follow the plan, but just... be a little relaxed with it.
No.
I could call her at 6:05 instead of 6.
Dylan.
No, we mean
Dylan, you need to take the plan, print it out, set it on fire, throw it in the trash.
There you go.
Okay, she doesn't want your plan. She just wants you to be you.
Exactly.
Oh.
Can you do that?
That is a great ask, Dylan. That is what people are looking for in the dating world.
Okay, but just so that everybody knows, her finding out about the plan wasn't in the plan.
Of course it
Shocking.
Wasn't.
So it's like a contingency that's just...
We know.
Well, how about we make a new plan where we'll send you guys out on a date and we'll pay for that date?
Ooh.
If you guys say yes. Oh, yeah. Is that a good plan, Dylan?
I mean, I think I can get down with that plan.
Okay.
All right.
Look at that. Look, he's flexible. See, Michelle? He's flexible. He's willing to go with the flow.
Yeah.
And don't forget about the six-pack abs. So with all those things together, Michelle, are you willing to go out on a second date with him? We'll pay for it.
I will go on a second date under my circumstances.
Ooh, she's coming up with a plan now.
What's the circumstances?
We meet at 12:43 on Wednesday.
Dylan.
She sees you, Dylan. She sees you.
You're perfect for each other.
I don't know about this, but I'll give it a try.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, Michelle. You got a successful second date update.
Thank you. I don't know if there's going to be a third, but we'll see how the second one goes.
There you go. That's all.
Moving 92.5.